Baruch Hashem, Torah Lamed Chet 38. Like we said, a person needs to check himself all of the time if he's glued to Hashem Yitbarach, if he's connected to Hashem Yitbarach. Every moment of our life. No rabbi in the world going to help you to achieve that. It depends on you. If you want to be glued and connected to Hashem Yitbarach or not, nothing can help you. No classes, no Torah, no Yitbodeduyot, nothing. It's a decision. A man needs to come to that place that he wants to be attached to Hashem Yitbarach. It's his desire, this is his will. And if you don't have that will, no one can help you. Like in education, can you give a will to your son to want to serve Hashem Yitbarach? No way in the world, never, no way. You can pray, you can ask from Hashem Yitbarach to give your son, your children, to a heart, a desire to serve Hashem Yitbarach. You can force him to be religious until he's going to be 15, 16, 18. This is it, maximum. Until one day he's going to look at you and going to tell you, no, Kadim, what can you do? I'm stronger than you. Can you hit me? This is it. This is where the education finished. This is it. So the only way that you really can give him something is to pray for him. So also on yourself. How? You can make yourself to be religious and to keep to wake up every morning, but to bring the heart, like the Kadosh Baruch Hu demands each and every one of us, to give the heart. Kudosh Baruch Hu Libabai, Kudosh Baruch Hu Libabai, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. Rebuking us, Al Asher Lo Avadtem Oti Besimcha. You served me, but without happiness, it's like you haven't served me at all. This is something that you can buy only if you work on yourself. If you commit yourself to Avodat Hashem, if you go to the field daily and ask for that, ask for mercy, Ribono Shel Olam. What I'm going to say after 120? That I was rich, that I finished Shas. Is it going to help me? Is it going to answer all of the questions? Is it going to bring me to heaven for sure? What happened to the enemies of David HaMelech? Enemies of David HaMelech were Achitofel, Doeg HaEdomi. There were people that were giants, people that knew all of the Torah. They knew hundreds of halachot on every al kotzo shel yud, on how to read to write the letter lamed. They knew hundreds of halachot on how to write the letter lamed. They knew hundreds, 800 halachot, if I'm not wrong. 800 halachot on how to write one part of the letter lamed. You can understand what size huge giants talmidei chachamim they were. And they don't have a share to the world to come. Ein lahem chelek la'olam haba. Why? Because they didn't brought the heart. They received from Hashem Yitbarach a huge sechel, huge brain, and they brought it into the Torah. It didn't help. Kudosh Baruch Hu asked for the heart. You have a heart? You brought your heart? How are you going to bring your heart? You need to want. The heart is the will. What do you want? What's your heart desires? This is your heart. It's your will. So to work on that, you have to clean yourself from all of lust and desires of this world. Because when you still want money, you cannot want Hashem completely. You have 100% will. Now, the question is, where are you going to aim it to? What are you going to do with it? Will you want Hashem, or that you will want the world? You can want money, you can want honor, respect, you can want to be important in the eyes of people. You can want quiet. It's also a desire. You can want to be called Talmid Chacham, that people are going to give you honor and that you're going to be wise and arrogant. And you can want women. You can want food, properties. If you want that, so everything that you want, it depends how much you wanted it, you cut that part from how much that you're able to want Hashem. People like us that, I don't know, I hope you also are still Baalei Teshuva, that you haven't lost that amazing point in Avodat Hashem. I don't know. I said yesterday, speaking to a rabbi, I told him, Mamash, I hold my head, I almost start to cry. I told him, I don't know what to tell you. For 15 years that I'm a Baal Teshuva, and I haven't become to be religious yet. I don't know what's going on. Something is wrong in my system. I'm just looking for Hashem Yitbarach all of the time. I don't know. Every holiday, I don't remember the halachot, and I need to review all of the halachot, like first year. Four cups in Pesach, are you sure? No, yeah, four. The basics, no, I'm not lying. The basics. We need to learn the basics. You're allowed to put that on the plata. You're not allowed to put that on the plata. So, no, but there is a separation. You put something under. You're allowed to cover all of the pots, half of the pot. You're allowed to stir. You're allowed to open, not to open, to close. You're allowed to bring it back, not allowed. We don't know nothing. I'm sorry. 15 years. I don't know. What I do know, I know that I want Hashem Yitbarach. This I know for sure. I want Hashem Yitbarach in Simchat Nefesh. I want Hashem Yitbarach like I don't want nothing else in the world. That I know for sure. I'm not religious. I'm a Baal Teshuva. If you lose that point that brought you to seek for Hashem Yitbarach, to try to find Hashem Yitbarach, if you lost that point and you become to be religious, so you lost Hashem in your journey. You came here because you wanted Hashem Yitbarach. You wanted to believe in Him. You know what it means to believe in the Creator? That you believe that there is a Creator. That there is someone that creates reality. There is no nature in the world at all. In that moment that you realize there is a Creator, there is no nature. You cancel nature in that moment. No place for ishtadluyot. No place for going to work. No place to try to do things. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Am Yisrael mamash are standing in a critical situation, he went up for 40 days. He didn't take his sandwiches with him, coffee from Aroma with him. He didn't prepare nothing. He didn't take nothing, no vitamins, nothing. He even haven't prepared himself with tefillot. He haven't prayed on it before. He just went up to fight with whatever you need to fight. So now in life, you find yourself in situations. You're not married. So what? So what? So you're not married. So what? So your wife, she's fighting with you. So what? So what? So look for what? So look for Hashem. Look for what Hashem is telling you. You don't have parnasa. So what? So what? What happened? What happened? You think that my life is perfect? You think that righteous man's life is perfect? Chacham Avraham Chai broke his leg. Rav Shalom Arush going through. You don't want to know. Rav David Chaim Stern just came back from the United States after he was in the hospital. And the tzaddikim are going through everything. Moshe Rabbeinu had easy life. 60 years alone in desert of Sinai. 20 years all day long he was crying and fighting and doing things for Am Yisrael in Egypt. We lived in the palace of Paro, suffered, divided, separated from his family. Yosef HaTzadik, he had sweet life, separated from his father. David HaMelech, he had sweet life, been chased all of his life, running and hiding and afraid and screaming to Hashem. Who? Rav Nachman Ibreslev? Baal HaYisurim, they call him, the man who suffers the most. Rabbi Natan, all of his life he was suffering. The Baal Shem Tov was poor. He and his wife were carving earth, mud from the ground, and they were selling it for Parnassah. On who? Rabbi Milubavitch, he had sweet life. Didn't have children, he and his wife, and went through all of the suffering of the exile, running away from the Holocaust, and came to the United States, and suffered over there. And he was sick, and he suffered. Who? Everyone that you're going to put your finger. Adam la'amal yulad. You came here to go through a certain journey. Nothing gonna take you out from it. You cannot escape. Just you need to cross it with faith. That's the issue. That's the thing. You need to find Hashem Yitbarach inside of your life. This, and then you become to be righteous. If you say, no, it's not Hashem, it's my wife, it's the police officer, it's my friends, it's my parents, they're not helping, they're not... Okay, so you're kofer. You're kofer in the reality of Hashem, b'mtziut Hashem ba'olam. You say there is something except of Hashem. But if you're a real Baal Teshuva, and you look for Hashem Yitbarach, so stop! Go down from craziness of that train that's driving straight to hell, to all of the details of the world, to say no, money, house, confidence, insurance, healthcare, social security, mortgages, shlom bayit, buying flowers, buying rings, jewelries, need to make food, take out the garbage, tables, chairs, seats, houses, walls, and carpets,
umbrella, water, coat, rain, nothing. All of those things that when you're busy, your mind is busy with all of those details, you forgot Hashem. You need to be with Hashem Yitbarach. There is a creator. Now it's cold, it's not the weather. Hashem wants it to be cold now. Now it's hot, it's not the weather. It's not the summer, it's not the sun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light in the first day, and the sun and the moon been created in the fourth day. But there was light already from the first. No sun, and there is light. Welcome. No nature. After it, Hashem hanged the sun. And the sun is going, and the earth is going, and everything is going. By how that Chachamim are saying, not by how that natural, National Geographic are saying. Mm-hmm. By how that the Gemara is explaining that the world is moving. There is a certain way. But it's not connected to the fact that Hashem Yitbarach leads the world. That you say every day, Yotzer Or, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He creates the light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the sun. Even if you're going to cover the sun, can be light, if Hashem is going to decide. Hashem doesn't have a problem. Laila kayom ya'ir, the night is going to illuminate like the day. Exactly the same. Kachashecha, kaora, darkness, exactly like the daytime, the light. Hashem Yitbarach doesn't have nature. Hashem Yitbarach is beyond nature. He created the world. Now you want to connect nature? Go for it. No problem. But if you want to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, He is beyond nature. Beyond nature means that only the rules of the Torah are Chalim Alecha. I say Chalim Alecha. You want me to be
applying to you.
Chanoch lanar al pi darko. You need to help the kid to do tshuva by his own way, by his abilities. Have mercy. I haven't spent my good years in college driving bikes. What can you do?
Best time.
Yeah, it was very nice. When you want to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, it has to be only from a point of truth. Point of truth is that you believe that He supplies parnasa, and not no one else. Not the rich people, and not your parents, and not your boss, not no one. And shalom, peace, it's not the book Garden of Peace that's going to bring you peace. It's not Rav Shalom that's going to bring you peace. It's only Melech Shalom Shelo, the king that he owns the peace. If you're going to listen to the voice of Chachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to like the way that you listen, that you open your ear, that you open your heart, He's going to bring the peace into your house. He's going to bring shalom into your house. But if you're not following the real path of Hashem Yitbarach, and you just read the book, Garden of Peace, and you just go to classes of Rav Shalom, you will not going to have shalom bite. Peace in the house, it means that Hashem Yitbarach is happy with you. When Hashem is happy with you, you're going to have peace in the house. But if Hashem Yitbarach has something to tell you, because He wants you to work on yourself, to work on your attributes, on your midot, that you're going to fix yourself, so He's going to tell you that. Even if you read the book Garden of Peace several times, so what? Hashem got something to tell you. You don't have the merit to see prophecy, to hear Hashem Yitbarach's voice, the Shekhinah voice. So Hashem going to talk to you through your wife. So Hashem going to talk to you, to your friends, through your parents, through the city hall, through the government. So police officers, they're going to talk to you, they're going to tell you, hey, Bar Olam got something to say. If you want Hashem Yitbarach, you're going to listen through every detail. And you will not going to let all of the masks and curtains to confuse you. To let you fall to that kfira like there is something except of Hashem. Just in every situation, you're going to connect yourself to Hashem. You're going to look beyond. You're going to penetrate all of those walls, all of those obstacles. For you, they're going to be many ought to see Hashem. It all depends in your heart. When your heart is pure, and you have only one desire, Lev echad l'avinu shebashamayim, one heart to Father in heaven, you're going to see Him and recognize Him and going to understand Him in every detail and detail of the wonderful creation. The creation is going to become to be a bridge, like Rabbeinu said, Kol ha'olam kulo gesher. all of the world is a bridge. If you're going to cross the bridge, you're going to reach Hashem. You're going to find Hashem Yitbarach in the end of that bridge. And every step you're getting closer and closer and closer and closer. Every moment of your life you can just take, collect more diamonds and more diamonds. And the eternal success is only Kirvat Elohim, to be close to Hashem. If you have a house and that house it's not house of Hashem, it's not a success. It becomes to be walls that are separating you from Hashem. But if that house is a place that the Shekhinah can stay, can live, can be in that place, Mador la Shekhinah, you created dorms for the Shekhinah can come and live, host in your house, so that house becomes to be like a nest. It becomes to be home, it becomes to be the temple, it becomes to be Beit HaMikdash. Hashem Yitbarach is inside that house, and then you don't see the walls, you don't see the carpets, you don't see the pictures, you just see Hashem. You find Hashem Yitbarach in your house. And it's not depends in your wife, and it's not depends in the money, and it's not depends in the children, it depends in your will. When you have a will, בדרך שבה אדם רוצה ללך, מוליכין אותו. If you want something, they're going to lead you in that path. And it's time to think how we're going to aim higher. To want what that Hashem wants, not to want what that we want. Like the Mishnah in Avot is saying, Aser etzoncha kirtzono. Force your will to the will of Hashem. Force yourself. Conquered. All of your will. To want only one thing. Whatever Hashem wants. How are you going to know what Hashem wants? I have the option to go and learn Torah. I have the option to respect my wife and to stay home. I have the option to go and take care of Parnassah. And I have the option to take the children to the park. I have the option to go to do 2 hours of tshuva. And I have the option to go and sit and learn 2 hours Gemara. I don't know what to do. How am I going to know what's Hashem? Pikudei Hashem yesharim mesamchei lev. The commandments of Hashem are straight. They make your heart happy. לעולם ילמד אדם במקום שליבו חפץ. You need to find a path that's going to make you happy. For that you need to believe in yourself. If you find that today 2 scoops of ice cream going to make you happy, and you need it for your avodat Hashem, not because you're wild and crazy, just you really need it because you want to go home happy. And you cannot go happy in that heat if you're not going to eat that ice cream. You need to know that this is the time to eat ice cream. And then go home and be a husband and be a father and be a normal person. You need to find a path of a golden path. The real path. Sometimes you go up, sometimes you go down. Always be with Hashem. When you're climbing, your success is from Hashem. When you're falling down, Hashem rebukes you on something. Hashem tells you something. Always Hashem just bring you closer to Him and closer and closer and closer. You need to find the truth, the inner truth. It's something that you can find. You have those abilities. Hashem created you like that, that you can find the truth. So believe in yourself and seek for the truth. Everything is in the hands of heaven, except of Yirat Shamayim, except of fear from heaven. That on everything that you ask for a house, you ask to be a Talmid Chacham, you ask to get married, everything, it's in the hands of heaven. If they're going to give you or not, it depends. If you deserve, if you not deserve. Except of Yirat Shamayim. To believe in Hashem. That is not in the hands of heaven. It's in your hands. It's in your hands. If you want to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem cannot stop you. A person that comes to purify himself, Habal Yitaher Mesayin Lo. They're helping him. They're going to help you. You need to count on that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Bachanuni Na Bazot. Test me. Test me in that. If I'm not going to open the sky for you, I'm going to bring bounty to you, that you will not going to be able to contain, you're going to say just thank you, thank you, thank you. You're not going to know how to deal with all of the bounty, with all of the wisdom, the understandings, the purity, the heart that you're going to find. You will not going to know what to do with your flames of holiness, of purity that you're going to find inside of yourselves. If you're going to ask for the truth, to ask for the truth, it's not to become to be religious. It's not to go into new patterns. You run away from your past, you were secular, you were chiloni, you lived like a goy, and now you're going to be religious, and you're going to live honorable life in an apartment in Jerusalem, I don't know what, in Ramat Renaissance. Imaginations. You need to find Hashem. Where are you going to find Hashem? Everywhere. Hashem is there with you. Just you need to look for Him. Not to look to be good, to look good. Not to try to look good and to be honorable and all kinds of shtuyot that a person thinks that's holiness, that's purity. Yetzerah, he's hiding himself and covering himself in mitzvot to make you drop that task to find Hashem. And he makes you to be responsible and taking care of your family, and it can make you to be religious, machmir, kalaka chamura, wants to be very strict, to keep all of the ilchot ha-pesach, and more and more and more. To be rich and to be generous, to be successful, to be talmid chacham, to be a real baal tshuva and a real humble person. I walk with a friend, someone came to us, we're talking about hafatza, going and saving people's life, and he tells us, the main thing is atzneh alechet. You need to be humble. You need to hide. I tell him, people are drowning. What are you talking about? You have the time to hide? You have time not to talk to people? He said, no, a person needs to be modest. A person needs to hold the purity, the holiness to himself. He needs to work on himself. And what with all of the brothers? What with all of the sisters? Who's going to take care of them? If we're all going to be so humble inside of Beit HaMidrash, who's going to help to all of the guys that are still outside? Who are you going to give them a hand? We, that someone reached out to us and took us in. Someone gave us a book, someone gave us a CD, someone hugged us, someone told us a word in the Kotel HaMaravi, someone put tefillin on our heads, on our arms. Someone woke us up. Someone rebuked us. Someone called us. Hey, come, join us. If us, that we've been called from hell like that, we were not going to go out, so who gonna be outside? Who going to help all of the brothers? So we can say, Mashiach, okay, come, let's go, all aboard, who that's in, let's, okay, we're going to have 2, 3, 5, 7 minyanim over there in heaven. Who needs more than that? No. Ad shelo yidach mimeno nidach. We want the last one to come to join. How many people are working so hard on their converting process? How many people wants to be Jews? Thousands of people today, working hard to convert. If we're not going to wait for them, so okay, sorry, you missed the train, you lost your opportunity for eternal life. How can you do that? For what? For our own pleasure? Is it a pleasure to enjoy when you know that you can eat when your brothers are hungry? You can sleep when your brothers are homeless? You cannot. If you have a heart, you cannot. You feel something is wrong. You're in your house and you feel someone is walking outside. You open your door, you see him there. You don't need to do a lot. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, so He sends the poor people into your house, they're knocking on your door. We see people are knocking on the doors of the yeshiva. People want to join, people want to come, people are asking, how I'm going to make aliyah, how I'm going to join you, how I'm going to come, how also I'm going to drop all of my nonsense, how I'm going to believe in myself that it's possible. Each and every one of us, we're a story, how you made it, how you're here. Can you explain? No one can explain. It was a miracle. We have to open that opportunity for everyone. And we can do that only when we're really connected to Hashem Yitbarach. Because what you're going to offer? Your lies. You're going to offer to Him the fact that you're not deal with the truth. But when you're going to deal with the truth and you're going to be a real warrior that doesn't care about His honor, doesn't care about His parnasa, then you're going to have the point of truth that you can give it to other people. You can inherit it to other people. Because even if you're going to be the richest person in the world, you cannot be mefarnes all of the world. You're going to be the biggest talmid chacham. You don't have the time to answer to the questions of all of the people. Even if you're going to be the greatest in every term, in every way, you are not going to have the ability to be there for 6 million people, for 12 million people. You're not able. But if you gonna have a point of truth that you speak for Hashem Yitbarach, you're gonna bring down the light of Hashem Yitbarach to this world, and then it's gonna illuminate the world, and people gonna enjoy from you etzavet tushia, advice and wisdom. Everyone that's gonna see you gonna find more power to serve Hashem Yitbarach even without talking to you. He's just gonna see you cross the street, and you're gonna say, "Wow." You're gonna bring Yirur Tshuva into his heart. He's just gonna see you walk. Like the testifying Rabbi Natan. He just walked in the street. People said, "Wow, what a humble person. Inspiring person." I don't want you to think I'm arrogant. I'm maybe, I don't know. Yesterday I came to a certain place. I'm talking to a few rabbis over there. I'm talking to them, just talking about tshuva, talking, tshuva, tshuva, tshuva. In the end, we went out. A person, Avrech, came to me, told me, "I want to apologize." I told him, "For what? We just met. 10 minutes we were talking, 7 minutes we were talking." He told me, "I wanted to apologize that I didn't stood up when you came to the room." I told him, "I wish we were going to do tshuva together." But you see that when you work on yourself and you reveal your honest, your sincere desire to be close to Hashem Yitbarach, it's inspiring people. They can be rabbis for 20 years, for 40 years. We've been in the Irusin of our friend Albert Avram, in the vault of Avram. I was talking over there, came to me three rabbis, all of them from very holy families. They came to me after the class, they told me, "Listen, we don't understand English. We didn't get one word from what that you said, but we saw your heart, we felt your heart. You understand that when you talk from your heart, you talk words of Torah, even people, rabbis, I'm talking to rabbis, they don't understand the word from what did you say, and they're waking up to do tshuva. They couldn't understand the word. They're talking Hebrew. Albert Avram, he knows Hebrew. He speaks Hebrew with them. They've been inspired from my class. They just heard my voice. You need to believe in yourself to be who that you are. To be who that you are, and you're going to change the world. You're going to make a change in the world. You have that ability. Hashem made you to be like that. Hashem planted that inside of you. You have the nature. You're a flame of fire. You're a torch of Hashem Yitbarach to illuminate the world. You're a candle. You can light thousands, millions of other candles. And it will not going to damage your flame. You're not going to damage your light at all. Thank you, Mr. Khalifa.